Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Opinions are like assholes. I don't mind them if they line up with my own. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to Reese Makes Things for that catchphrase submission. Reese Makes Things. Thank you so much. Don't believe that is going to stick, however, but keep trying. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. We have an exciting show for you. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have the stars are back on Comedy Bang Bang. Coming up a little later, we have a lounge singer, and we also have a vigilante. Those are guests coming up in B block and C block. When it comes to A block, stars are back and the pandemic may have slowed us down, but now we are full steam ahead, baby.
That's right.
Toot toot.
It sounds like the slowest train, the most sensual train, though.
Yeah, it was a sexy train.
This is, I believe, his third time on the show, maybe fourth even.
That seems real.
And was also on our television program. And you know him from such television shows as the Workaholics. It's not the Workaholics. It's just Workaholics, right?
I like to add the.
Yeah,
it makes classier. It seems more important.
Yeah, like the New York Times should have covered it.
Yeah, they should have. They didn't.
Did they ever even mention it once?
I doubt it.
They may have mentioned the word workaholic, though.
Well, if anything, it was just like things not to watch, things beneath you.
Things you should not check out.
Don't let your kids watch.
He also was in the movies Pitch Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The Pitch Perfect franchise, rather. Pitch Perfect 1 and 2, at least.
Yeah.
Right? 3?
No, 3.
No, 3. But then you...
They hard stance me on 3.
Did you hear at one point you were like, so what's up with 3? And they were like, I got some bad news.
It was exactly that. It was, who's excited for 3? And they go, not you, because you're not in it. You shouldn't be.
And did you then kind of say, well, I'm still excited because I'm a fan? Or...
No, I took it hard.
But wait, how do you... And I have to clear my throat.
I was like,
at this
if
point.
I don't get a spinoff TV show on Peacock.
This is what I wanted to ask. How do they say, like, we're not interested in you for 3, but then you get a spinoff?
And then they're like, if there's a streaming service specifically that NBC is behind in the future, you're on it, bud.
How does that happen? I mean, what was your character's name, by the way? And I'll introduce
Bumper.
You in a second.
Bumper.
That's right, because it's called Bumper to Berlin.
Bumper in Berlin.
Bumper in Berlin.
Yeah, because I'm inside Berlin.
You're inside Berlin, yeah. Which we've heard there's a title change for the next season from on our sister show, Scott hasn't seen Megan Amram and Noah Garfinkel, I believe both said it.
True.
And they weren't supposed to on air. But that's very exciting. And then you know him from now currently in the Righteous Gemstones.
True.
Which the third season is airing now. And his new movie on Netflix is the number one movie on Netflix.
Can you believe it?
Number one watched. Number one thought of. Worldwide.
Bangladesh. People are in Estonia. They're watching this movie.
They love it. They're checking this movie out going, I love to laugh.
I love giggling.
The Outlaws is the movie.
Right.
Please welcome back to the show, Adam Devine.
Oh, thank
you. Sugar, sugar, sugar.
Pulling into the station.
Ooh, ooh. Sugar. That was it coming to a rest.
Yep, yeah, that was good. Yes.
Not bad. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, man. Good to be back here. Thanks for having me. Good seeing you.
It's great seeing you. You know, I was a fan of you on the Workaholic show, and then I went to a screening of Pitch Perfect before it came out, and I was like, this guy's dynamite.
Wow.
And
you saw those hips move, and you're like, something about this little guy.
Something about those hips. The way hips, they shake.
They don't lie.
Clockwise. Yeah. And then counterclockwise sometimes.
How's he do it? How's
yeah,
he do it?
I don't know how you
tell
do
you
it.
What, I am having hip surgery, and that is not a joke.
I'm so sorry.
So I truly am.
And do you blame Pitch Perfect?
I do.
Yeah.
No,
so
I do. I did hurt myself shooting Bumper in Berlin, and this is not a joke.
Mm.
I sort of hurt myself a little prior, but all the dancing, all the hip shaking, and high kicks.
High kick?
I'm turning 40 this year, Scott. I think my body was like, nah, son.
Mm-mm. No, we're shutting this down right now.
Yep.
So I have not seen the Bumper in Berlin show at this point in my life. I could at a certain point in my life.
Who knows?
In the future.
Who
certainly
knows?
Not the past, unless I invented a time machine. And
yeah, I doubt that'll happen.
Yeah, but then I probably, it would possibly have to be a time machine that I went back, because it's only been out a year, so I would probably be back in like Abraham Lincoln times and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, or at least like the 60s, see what that's about.
Yeah, free love, you know?
Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool
Man,
experience.
It was so cool that you could have sex without a condom back then.
Oh, that's all I think about. When I'm talking time travel, I just think of my no latex around my wang.
Birth control is invented.
Mm-hmm.
There's no diseases.
Oh, what a time to be alive.
One pill makes you horny. But I didn't know that you had such dancing responsibilities, I guess, in this show. Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm in the title, Scott.
Yeah.
It's Bumper in Berlin.
That's right.
So Bumper has to be dancing and singing every damn episode.
It's not Bumper dances in Berlin, though. I mean,
yeah, but you assume.
That's
if
true.
He's in Berlin, all that hot techno just pumping through his soul, you
Wait,
know he's
this
gonna
is
be
with Flula, too? Is
oh,
he
it's
in this?
With Flula.
Oh, great.
You know Flula's in it. Sarah Hyland's in it. Jameela Jamil.
Wow. Wow.
It's a star-studded cast.
You know what?
I feel like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Where maybe I'm not the best actor.
Maybe
I got to surround myself with people more talented than myself.
Really? So you so you would say Flula is a better actor than you? That's interesting.
You've seen it. I think you could answer that question.
I mean, look, he's wonderful.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that you have the cognizance and self-awareness to realize that you need a great support system in order to shine.
That's the outlaws, too. You know?
That's right.
Pierce Brosnan, Ellen Barkin, Nina Dobrev, Lil Rel, Blake Anderson.
Lauren Lapkus. Let's talk about the outlaws, because this movie is number one worldwide. And you mentioned Pierce Brosnan. What is it like to work with such a superstar from Mamma Mia?
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the only way I knew him.
Yeah. People like us.
Yeah, people like me and you.
We know him from Mamma Mia.
We weren't on the Bond train, okay?
Exactly. We hopped off around Lazenby.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we have a kinship.
What does that mean?
Just being from a musical background.
Oh, that's right.
Us.
Okay, both of you. You were Bumper.
Our first hits were like sort of like major action pieces. Mine was The Workaholics. His was being James Bond.
Right. Yeah. Very similar there.
Similar.
And then into a musical background.
Going right into music. Be like, the people want to see these hunks sing.
Did you ever talk to him about Mamma Mia?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, you do those like silly interviews where, you know, they're opposite your co-star, and it was like true or false. Adam auditioned for all two, three?
There are only two currently.
Two yes. Mamma Mia
Although
movies.
We hope there's going to be a third.
Fingers crossed. We both hope that.
Yes. And, although the subtitle to two is Here We Go Again, which is an ABBA lyric.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the subtitle to three would be. We need to pitch this around, maybe.
Girls, girls, girls.
There you go. Girls, girls, girls. Which I don't, is that an ABBA thing or is that just, not, that's an
pivot,
Elvis movie?
They pivot.
Yeah, oh, okay. They pivot the Elvis movie
titles.
Yeah,
they do. Right. They do. And you could tell what a fan I am of the films. And yes. Yeah, I know.
No, they're great films and he's wonderful in them, but you're, this is not, you didn't write this movie or direct. This isn't one that came from you like the.
No, I produced it. The writer's been, I've messed up his name on multiple interviews and he's told me, he's been like, this is my last name. Still forgot.
Do you want me to look it up?
Ben, I know. It's Z-A-Z-O-V-E.
Zazov.
I've been saying, hey, that seems real. I think that's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
But apparently that isn't right.
Zazov?
Well, Ben and Evan Turner, I nailed that
easy.
One. I stuck the landing on the Turner.
Plus, it's so close to Zaslav, who's that guy from...
Yeah, and you're like, hey, I want to maybe...
Let's distance ourselves
just a little bit right now.
That, especially with the strikes and
all
that.
Yeah, the strikes and pencils down.
Pencils down.
And also, Zaslav, if you're listening... what's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's good?
I'm not one of those people who's going to alienate you all these other writers. Yeah. Hey, I want to work for you.
Hey, I get it.
I have empathy for your situation.
Hey, I want to go to your... if you're on a submarine, I'll go down with you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Who are we kidding? You seem like a guy who knows how to submarine safely.
Do you think billionaires are all going down on submarines all the time?
Absolutely.
And this is just the first one we've heard of.
Absolutely. It's a whole billionaire paradise down there.
Oh, man. Oh. It's the underexplored... part of the earth that I imagine they want to harness and they want to live down there, I bet.
Oh, imagine the weird billionaire stuff that's happening beneath the surface, down under.
That's right. That's where it happens. That's where they're slapping under the sea.
That's
right.
That is right.
So
Evan Turner.
Yes. These two guys,
they're
a couple of weirdos and they just are like, we got this
crazy
fucking idea.
They pitched it to me. It was actually years ago now. It was the last season of Workaholics.
Really?
And I was like, well, that's a great idea for a movie. I see that movie. And, essentially when you're pitching movies, if it doesn't have like a great title, movie executives are like,
we don't get this.
I don't get what's the poster.
So did it take a long time because they were trying to come up with the perfect title? Like, what was the original title?
It was. It was,
it
the,
was
Outlaws.
The Outlaws.
They stuck the landing just like I stuck Evan Turner's last name.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I like that you're giving yourself credit for knowing one of the guys.
Knowing one of the guys. Well, they're for a time. So they pitched the idea. I wrote it in a notebook. I lost the damn notebook.
What happened to this notebook?
It was in a box.
Oh, one of those box notebooks.
Yeah, I think I had moved and put things in a box. They stayed there for like 6 years. Then I dug out the notebook, was like, this is a great idea. And
really? So wait, 6 years later, you dug out the notebook?
I think it was, I'm bad at math, but I want to say anywhere from 6 to 12 years. No, but it was definitely a few years.
What did these guys, did anyone ever give them a follow-up call? Like, hey, we like this idea or anything? Or just, you wrote it in the notebook.
Dude, I think that's what happened.
Never contacted them for another 6 to 12 years.
And then I read it. I was like, well, this is a fantastic idea. What a boner I am for not calling these guys back. I emailed them. I'm like, hey, remember me? Please don't stop the music. And they're like, Bumper from the Bumper in Berlin.
That's right.
And then they were like, we thought you hated the idea. We have not done anything else.
They haven't
with
done
it.
Anything with the idea.
They didn't do anything.
Because
with
one
it.
Jerk
one
never calls him back.
Exactly.
They just go like, well, I guess our idea sucks.
Known as the Hollywood bad boy jerk, Adam Devine, didn't hit him back. They were
And this is
deflated.
A good lesson for anyone who wants to be creative out there. Mm-hmm. Don't let people like Adam Devine get in the way of your dreams.
Exactly.
You know, this was a good idea. Anyone could have been in this
and
movie.
And here I am just swinging my high-powered dick around like a jerk. Not calling people back.
Knocking the phone off the line, off the hook with your big dick.
Huge, high-powered.
Yes, high-powered cock. Just knocking, just like busy signals everywhere.
Yeah, you can't get a hold of me.
Yeah.
I'm blocking Wi-Fi towers out. Do they work by towers? I'm not sure exactly.
Yeah, we're not scientists.
Hey,
we're entertainers.
Yeah, I don't know. 5G. Who knows?
So you finally got back to them and then pitched it to
Netflix.
I mean, we don't need to go through every step of the process, do we?
Yeah, pitched it. They liked it. And then we ended up making the movie.
you're a producer on this film. Were there certain people that you were going after for the Pierce Brosnan role where you were like, Okay, this is the list. If we can get one of these people, or was what was it like?
Yeah, I mean, he was really high up on our list.
Yeah, so. Top 30 probably.
Yeah, definitely top 30. no, he was really high up. Just because obviously me opposite Pierce Brosnan, you're gonna feel for me.
Yeah,
because he's so intimidating.
He's intimidating. Handsome. He's good looking.
He seems like he's definitely cooler than me. And
yeah, he's got that accent.
That's right. And that cool accent.
Yeah.
So I was literally at a baseball game with my dad when I found out.
Crack of the bat. Foul ball.
Oh, it's going over the field. It's going out. Oh,
no.
It's for the World Series. Adam Devine from Bumper in Berlin grabs it.
Oh, my God.
Get this guy out of the city.
He pushes the outfielder out of the way and grabs the ball.
He faces it. He writes it in a notebook, then wipes his ass with it and throws it away. The hell is this guy?
Wow. So you're at this baseball game. What inning approximately are we in?
Pretty early on. I think
pretty early.
Third inning, yeah.
Top of the third, bottom of the third?
It was the bottom of the third.
Bottom of the third inning. And what happens?
And you know what they have at Astro Stadium in the outfield? They have a
choo-choo. Really? They have a choo-choo train?
They do.
What is it? Like a full-sized or 9/10 scale?
I want to say three times the size.
Three times?
I want to say that.
I want to say it, too. I want to hear it. I want to believe it.
I want to see it.
Hell yeah.
It's big.
If we say it enough, it'll happen.
Well, you know what? In the MLB.
I don't know.
Things are Major League Baseball.
Oh,
things are bigger and better.
That's right.
So you don't want to. You're in Texas. You don't want a small rootin' tootin' train out there looking.
No.
Oh, that's kind of embarrassing. You want a big.
How embarrassing for the Astros. So this train is there.
I found out my dad worked for the railroad for 35 years as a train conductor.
You found that out at the bottom of the third inning.
No, I found out that my father, it was my first time meeting my father. And
okay, you really buried the lead on this.
No. So we found out about Pierce. I was so excited. I honestly, Scott, I'm not lying to you. I got a little misty-eyed. I was so excited that we had a star that I knew if we got a big enough star, the movie was going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, with me? It's a roll of the dice, Scott.
And you sometimes you're going to come up snake eyes.
Snake eyes, exactly. Well said. Mm. And sometimes I was going to come up snake eyes. And this time I knew it was going to be...
That's full sevens. That's craps, full sevens. Baby.
Ooh, everyone. It's making it rain.
Paying out everyone at the table unless you bet against it.
Unless you made the wrong bet.
Yes,
in
that's
which
right.
case, the house wins.
And the house always wins, does it not?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Netflix when we talk about that.
Yeah. And and my dad was like, honestly, he was like, are you fucking crying? He was pretty
really
ashamed of me in that moment.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize what
I'm ashamed on his behalf.
Yeah.
To have to witness that.
And if you see a huge spike, the opposite of a spike, a giant dip.
Just a dip.
In the ratings right now.
Yeah.
Because people are like, this guy cried.
This guy cried
when he found out that his movie was going to get made.
Bad enough,
click.
Just cry in general. By the way, that is the sound when you turn off a podcast.
Yeah, click.
But to do it in front of his dad,
embarrassing.
Yeah. Embarrassing as all, and to do it even worse in front of the Astros.
Well, definitely worse.
Yeah, boy. Mm. That cheating ball team.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the...
that's their catchphrase.
Their slogan. Mm-hmm.
That cheating ball team, the Stros. it's great. And what is the premise of this film? I could probably encapsulate it in one sentence, but I'd like to hear you try.
Yeah, I meet my in-laws for the first time. They're mysterious.
You're already married or you're about to get married?
We're about to get married. We're a week out. I meet
so
them for
a ticking
the first
clock.
Time. It's ticking. That's right. You have to write movies. Yeah. And
I should.
You should.
Especially now.
Yes, but now is the
pencils
time to start.
Up.
For me. I'm very excited. I've never met them before. They come into town. They're the coolest people you've ever met.
It's Ellen Barkin,
it's
by
Ellen
the way.
Ellen Barkin
as well.
And Pierce Brosnan. They're super cool. I'm my fiance is Nina Dobrev. And so I'm really punching above my weight. It's all coming up
pretty
Owen
well
Browning.
Yeah. Oh, is that his name?
Mm-hmm, that
Owen
is his name.
Browning.
Yeah.
How did these two twisted minds come up
with that? My boy Ben and Evan Turner. must have had a guy, man in their life named Owen Browning.
Did
they make it up? Because if not, if they did, they're just geniuses.
I don't think I've ever heard the word Owen before.
Yeah.
So I think they made it up.
It was new to me, too. Yeah, it kind of put me on my heels when I read it for the first time.
Like,
I was like,
oh, weird.
Okay. We're taking some swings.
This is new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some liberties.
A little risky here. Great. So Owen Browning, he's
I'm a bank manager. I meet these two people. They take me out. We have the best night of our lives. We go skydiving. I get a tattoo. We get drunk. Not in that order. In that order.
It seems like the drunk would be first, right?
Yeah, drunk is first.
Then tattoo,
and
or then
I forget exactly how how it sussed out.
We'll watch the movie during the break and we'll figure this out.
And I party with them all night. I go into the bank. Lil Rel is working as the security guard. He's like, it was that bad meeting your in-laws? I was like, it's that good.
Really?
It was that good.
Wow.
And then click, click, two people are robbing my bank.
What's the click, click?
That's a gun.
That's one gun?
That's one gun.
Going click, click? What's the second click?
It misfired.
They come in shooting.
They come in shooting.
It misfired.
For my head. Dude.
This is a crazy movie.
But dude, it's wild.
So they just come in and
there's
they're
going to. There's a reason it's number one in Bangladesh and Canada and
they're
Mexico.
They're going to shoot you in the head first? This is a bad plan.
Yeah.
I mean, just to show they mean business, I guess?
I think maybe they was a mistake.
Just oh, really? So they're bad at it.
Yeah. They're fumbling idiots.
So one click to
yeah,
do the.
Like, wait, how does
the trigger? And then click, yeah, it misfires.
Misfires, thank God.
Thank God.
And then they end up owing someone money, like in heat.
Owen. That's how they came up with it.
Owing someone.
Someone money. Here we go.
So that person kidnaps my fiance, and now I have to join their team of robbing banks and using my bank knowledge to rob a bunch of banks with them.
Okay.
It was fun. And some huge fun set pieces.
Aren't we forgetting like a huge part of the premise of the movie? Supposed to be?
I doubt it.
Is that supposed to be a surprise? Because it's like right there in the trailer. And okay. All right. Sure.
What do you think? What are we missing here?
Oh, just the fact that the bank robbers are your...
Oh, Dad, didn't I say that?
No.
Oh.
Are
my in-laws?
Are your in-laws?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, if you couldn't piece that together, I don't want you to watch my movie.
You're so hyper-focused on your character that you're like, and so then I have to go on this bank robbing spree. No, you find out that these two are you're about to marry into their family and they are...
My in-laws are... Outlaws?
Exclamation mark. Point. Exactly. Yeah. Point. You say exclamation point.
I do.
Interesting. I think they're both correct, but I could be wrong.
Exclamation mark?
I'm going to look this up. Exclamation mark. Okay.
I bet it's, yeah.
It comes up.
I'm sure it does.
But
I hate it.
Personally.
I hate that you say that.
You're crawling out of your skin right now. I can tell.
My God.
You're fidgeting. You're shaking your fist comically at me, but it's not so comical.
And luckily,
when
I have these men holding me back, restraining me.
I
right
was wondering
now.
Why you brought these two men here, and it's just to restrain you.
I get riled, and I think you know that about me.
You're one of the biggest assholes in showbiz.
Yeah, it's a Hollywood bad boy, big swinging,
big massive swinging dick. Well, this is great. The Outlaws is out there on Netflix right now. Number one, we talked about it. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, these Netflix movies. They come out for a weekend, then they're gone after 3 days. I'm talking about my movie, basically. Mm-hmm. But your movie, number one, and it's out there. And this was directed by the guy who directed The Wrong Missy with our very own Lauren Lapkus.
That is right, Tyler Spindell.
And she's in it as well. Has a would you call it a cameo or a real part?
I wouldn't call it real.
Yeah,
I would not give her that.
Yeah.
no, she has a great part. She plays a rival bank, and then she kind of
plays a bank.
She plays a rival bank manager. Yeah, she stands there. She's covered in bricks.
I mean, crazier things have happened in movies. So
A rival bank manager, and you're keeping me on my toes. Gotta like that about you.
Okay, a lot of interviewers won't do this. Point out every little thing that you say wrong.
I like that you do, though. I do enjoy it.
Well, The Outlaws is out now, and Righteous Gemstones, of course, great season going on right now. And
so, my character in that show,
And this is, what is going on this season with you guys? You know what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah. Great show.
Yep. I love it. Every Sunday night, please tune in. It's going great. People are really liking this season. Yeah. So
wonderful.
I'm excited about
All right. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, this is exciting. We have a lounge singer. Now you're a singer. You're Bumper.
Yep.
So you may have some
pointers, a lot of pointers.
Yeah, pointers. Yeah, great.
Yeah. See.
Oh, he's here.
Wow.
Okay, wow. Yeah, okay.
That's cool. Didn't even see him slip in.
Yeah, but, hey, sir. Hey, we're going to take a break here, if you don't mind.
Oh,
if...
not at all.
Wow.
I mean.
He's got some chops.
I guess I don't have any pointers. That's pretty beautiful.
Yeah, what was your main pointer? Just learn how to sing?
Yeah, be good at singing.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah, boy.
Check.
That wasn't even singing, so I'm not sure. He just said check.
Yeah, but it's
on one note.
A melodic tone.
I mean, anything could be melodic.
Are you the singer, Scott?
I guess not. You're right. Bumper. Bumper is here. We also have Vigilante coming up. This is exciting. We'll be right back with more Adam Devine, more Comedy Bang Bang. We'll be right back after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck? And then ended it. No, I actually have the perfect gift, and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame. And they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh. The nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Adam Devine here. The Outlaws in Netflix devices now. I was going to say in theaters
on, I think
now.
You say on.
On?
I think you say on Netflix, yeah.
I guess it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's in Netflix, though, too. You know
both.
What I mean?
It's both.
It's
yeah,
inside think, Netflix.
Yeah, I think it's exclamation mark, exclamation point.
Sure, but
they
you
both
hate
work.
It.
Hate it. Hold me back.
Okay. Okay,
hold
guys.
Me back.
All right. Okay. I'm glad you're getting their money's worth.
Yeah. Well, you have to.
Yes. How much are you paying these guys, by the way?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Holy shit.
It's a good gig.
It's not bad. I would do it,
it's
honestly.
A good gig.
Do you mind firing one of them and I'll stop doing this podcast?
Which
do
one
that
should
instead?
I fire?
Probably this asshole over here.
Yeah. Right? Hey. Yeah. Stefan?
No.
Stefan?
No.
I'm sorry, bud, but.
Please, I've been so good to you.
Bitch, you're gone.
No.
Please leave.
No pension?
I'm taking the pension away. I know you've paid in for years.
I've been paying you for years.
Believe me, I know. And as Hollywood big swinging bad boy dick, I'm just living up to my reputation.
Wait, how much do I have to pay for this pension if I do this gig?
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay. Hey, Stefan?
Yes?
You're back in.
I'll do anything.
I know. And that's why you're here.
Okay.
All right, Stefan. Just hold him back a little because he's almost reached me.
Yeah.
Get
since
away.
You were fired. Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. You're back where you belong. Adam, we need to get to our next guest, if that's okay. We
Please.
Heard a little bit of him before the break. He obviously is a great singer. He's a lounge singer. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Mr. Singh.
Hello, everyone.
Hello,
hello.
Mr. Singh.
Hey, what's up, Mr. Singh?
Nice to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
So great to have you. I'm a big fan of the arts in general, and singing certainly falls underneath that category. Don't
it's the greatest art of all.
You think so? I don't know.
I do. I come from a family of lounge singers, and it's the only thing we believe in.
Okay, I like sculpting.
All right.
But I'm a painter by nature.
You are? Painter by nature, mm-hmm. Really, not by nurture.
No, so I came out the womb.
Really, just painting?
Yep, painting.
Yeah, with the placenta.
Couldn't get enough of it, yep.
Gorgeous painting.
Thank you.
Yeah, wow. But singing is up there,
oh,
I would
yes.
say.
Yes,
top 30.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I come from a long line of Las Vegas, Hollywood lounge singers.
Long line, really?
Yes,
how old
long
of
line.
A gentleman are you?
Me?
Yeah.
39.
You're 39.
I'm 39.
So
my dad's much older.
My
dad is old.
How old is he?
Well, he's deceased.
Oh, okay. R.I.P. I'm sorry.
But he was older.
That.
He was older
he was
than
older.
Me.
Yeah.
Do you think that you get older after you die? Or I think you're frozen in time.
Yeah, I would say you just die at that age. And
you
that's
die
how,
at that age. That's yeah. how I feel.
Uh-huh. Growing in the coffin.
Yeah, I mean,
it needs to extend.
Your fingernails and your hair,
exactly.
they grow.
Exactly.
They get older.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But in any case, I'm sorry that your father's passed on. But
that's okay. Thank
when you
so.
Say a long line of Vegas singers, the only thing I'm confused about is Vegas was only became a place that people would go to from the 60s.
And this is what I'm excited about because it seems like they were just singers in an old, dusty desert town.
It was a ghost town for mm-hmm. a while. And they
really?
Would sing, what do you think brought the people?
Oh,
wow. What do you think brought the water to Las Vegas?
I thought the mafia is what
yeah,
I
the
thought.
Mafia.
Yeah, yeah, but they needed singers. They were bored.
For
oh,
sure.
yeah. I mean,
very
it can be boring.
Bored
can be
people,
boring.
The mafia.
Yeah.
Either
I've
crime
seen the
or entertainment.
It seems boring.
It's a boring show. I mean, it's really exciting for like 5 minutes, maybe once a
yeah,
month.
Yeah, and then you're like, I'm just watching these guys eat deli meat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, I have to go hang around with these mooks for like all my life.
Whoa,
hey, hold me back.
Oh,
me back.
Oh,
don't come over here,
Stefan.
Scott.
Stefan, no, it's okay. I'm not coming anywhere.
Yes.
You're holding him back. You're not
don't
stopping
go over
me.
There.
Hey, well, both ways, Stefan. Just please. I have it under control.
Let me work for one of you.
Okay.
Stefan, your old voice sounds a lot like the singing of Mr. Singh over here.
It does. It does.
I thought they were totally different.
I don't know. I'm hearing some similarities, but.
Well, that's because singing can be anything.
Wow, Mr. Singh.
I can sing anything.
Such a gorgeous voice.
Thank you, Scott. You as well.
Thank you. Describe your act. I would love to hear, what do you do?
People come to the show and they call out things they'd like sung, and I can sing them. I just need the words.
Oh, really? So it's like an improv show where people give you suggestions?
Well, they need to bring the words. They need to bring the paper with the words on it.
So they write a song for you, and then so you're essentially Whitney Houston, where you don't write your own music, but you have this beautiful voice.
The most famous example.
Beautiful example, yes. Yeah. Me and Whitney Houston are the same.
You know, now that you sing that, I see a lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities. Body yeah, God. Less similarities with Stefan's voice.
Me more with, more, Houston
more
to
with
me.
One of the greatest singers of all time.
Yes, yes.
I want to dance with somebody. Fame.
Yeah. Wow. Whitney so, Houston. But they have to. What is it? A full page of lyrics, or
well, however much they want sung. I can make up songs on the spot. But if I don't have the words of what you want to hear, I may not. You know, I may not be able to sing it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever heard of this kind of thing. I mean,
well, I'm the singer, Scott. I'm Mr. Sing. I'm not Mr. Memorize.
Oh,
we also do jokes in the lounge.
So are you Mr. Jokes?
That was a joke. No, I'm Mr. Sing. But
you
if
said
they always get Sing, they know a Sing is coming. So you gotta do both.
Misdirect. It's a classic misdirect.
Misdirect.
Yes.
Mr. Sing.
Misdirect. See?
I mean,
do you see what I mean?
I guess I do. Adam, what do you, I mean?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I'm confused. too. I didn't want, I was embarrassed to say that.
Well, you know, I also hold lots of records. I do hold the record for most walkouts.
Is this a Guinness Book of World Record? Because our friend Fred Guinness was here a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
You know Fred?
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, oh, that's big.
He just gave me the record the other day for most walkouts.
Most walkouts.
Yes.
And where was this? Where do you sing? Is this a Golden Nugget? Is this an Excalibur? Where?
This is the Silver Nugget. The Silver Nugget. It's way off
way worse.
The strip. It's technically not even Las Vegas.
Oh,
it's
where?
Henderson.
Henderson.
Yep.
Henderson.
Henderson.
Henderson, the place where dreams die, but not mine.
I like
nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, you know, you're winning me over.
It's a great. I mean, you have a great voice.
I appreciate.
I can't say the content of what you're singing about is really all that interesting.
Agreed. Agreed.
Why not? Why not sing songs that exist already? You know.
Well, if I had one right here, I would.
What do you mean if you had one right here?
I can't remember the words, Scott.
Okay, well, you know, I saw Bruce Springsteen recently and Prince before he passed away, and they both had teleprompters.
Did they?
Yeah.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I feel you could just get a prompter. I mean, it's a little different because I feel like they were performing in front of like 20,000 people.
Right. It's way easier.
You're in a room of 15?
Much more intimate. Yeah. You have to connect.
I had a TV show for a while, and we couldn't even afford a teleprompter. So these are expensive.
Yes.
When we would have one on one day, it was a big, big day for us.
Huge expense.
That is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was so exciting.
I asked for that early on The Workaholics.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, why? It'd be funnier.
Just doing acting scenes?
It'd be funnier if I could just have
a single camera?
Yeah. I'm like, let's get six teleprompters around here so none of us have to remember a line.
I got to say, Adam, that seems a little extravagant.
Not at all. If you're going to shoot with multiple cameras, you need multiple teleprompters.
And thank you, Mr. Singh.
Mr. and Mr. Singh.
Mr. and Mr. I mean, this is a good duo, actually.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
I mean, there are ways around it, is what I'm trying to say. There are ways around not remembering songs. Like, do you know the song Happy Birthday?
Sure.
Can you sing a little bit of that?
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Could you do it in the tune that already exists?
Oh.
Wait, are you bad at memorizing notes, too?
What, you mean melody and how they all run together?
Yeah.
Yes. I need it written down, Scott. The talent is there. The memory is like a goldfish.
Okay. Is there a problem with your memory or?
I don't know, Scott. Is there? It seems okay. Like you have a big problem with the fact that I can't remember music.
Stefan, hold him back. Hold him back, Stefan.
Oh, Stefan's holding two people back at the same
time. Do not hold me back, but I must. I'm let me go. I can't.
Obviously, there's no confusion about what's happening right now because two distinct voices were just...
It's like night and day, Scott.
Oh my goodness. Wow. I mean, you said yourself that you don't perform in front of a lot of people. So I'm just trying to give you tips. I mean, Adam was going to give you singing tips. I'm here to give you business tips about...
Like, maybe that's what's freaking me out. Maybe I'm just in front of too many people right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's only two of us.
There's two of us and then Stefan. And Stefan. What's the other guy's gentleman? What's your name?
Jonesy.
Is that a first name or is that a last name?
Both. Jonesy.
Jonesy. Where are you from, Jonesy?
Nigeria.
Nigeria?
By way of Britain.
Okay. Interesting fellow. Wow. Okay. Yeah, why haven't you been speaking up till now?
I don't want to get in the spotlight. You know, I'm looking over
there's
here.
There's that Britain. Yeah. I hear it now. Okay.
Yeah, there it is. It's coming through.
Polite security guard.
Okay. I'm going to ask you guys, it's fine that you hold people back, but I don't really want you on mic anymore. Is that all right?
Sure,
like, we don't have enough mics for this. You grabbed Adam's.
Yeah. Can I get it back?
Yeah, here you go. Sorry.
Thank you.
I mean, it's very rude of your security guard just to grab the mic.
They're doing their best.
Yeah. Anyway, but look, Mr. Singh, you think you're around too many people right now?
Yeah.
Do you want us to turn our backs to you?
I would love that. Then maybe I can sing, I don't know, what's a popular song?
WAP? Wet Ass Pussy?
Wet Ass Pussy. Yeah, I could sing Wet Ass Pussy.
All right, let's turn around.
That's a perfect song.
Turn around and we can...
Turning around.
Grab a mop. Wet Ass Pussy. Got the... wettest pussy around. Wettest pussy in town.
Okay, I'm turning back around.
What?
I'm back around too.
Did I do it?
Well, here's the note. I feel like this is why you're going to be the biggest act in Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
Is when I heard that, I immediately wanted to leave the lounge and go spend money in the casino.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're why you're truly going to shine.
I drive sales. That's why they have me.
You get the people to come because they're like, ooh, music.
What's this?
They think it's my dad, probably.
Oh, what was your dad's act?
It's a lot like mine.
What was his stage name? Do you mind me asking?
It was Billy Bean Jean.
Billy Bean Jean?
Because we're all smoother than denim.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I've heard of him.
I don't know. Yeah. Billy.
Maybe you just don't know celebrity culture, Scott. Other celebs seem to know Billy Bean Jean.
Yeah, I guess not.
Billy Bean, he was signed to Interscope Records.
Oh, really?
Right from the jump.
Well, very,
with Jimmy Iovine.
Very Interscope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Jimmy Iovine.
Jimmy Iovine.
Oh, Jimmy Iovine. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, did
guy.
I say Iveen? I'm embarrassed now. No, it was IV.
IV. Oh,
yeah.
Intravenous.
Jimmy IV. Yeah. Jimmy Intravenous. Yeah, he's the guy who did the hangover cures outside of the strip.
Oh, mm-hmm. Got it. So your dad was popular and people think that you are your dad. So they come to see you, but then they go back out into the casino because they're tired of listening to you. So they're not spending all that time inside the showroom.
That's right.
They come in and they're like, oh, I want to see Billy Bean Jean. Mm-hmm. And then they see him and they're like, but Billy Jean died 40 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And this man is about the same age that Billy Jean was when he died.
Right.
It's like Billy Jean is frozen in time.
Right, I'm following
you. And then
you
see the level of talent, and you're like, this isn't Billie Jean. Time to go shoot some craps.
Billie Jean is not this singer.
His name is Billy Bean Jean,
yeah.
And you said something about denim?
Yeah, we're smoother than denim, Billy Bean Jean.
Because of the jean part of it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Aren't those called jeans usually?
Scott, you are having a very tough time comprehending what's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy, Scott.
It seems because
everyone knows how smooth denim is.
It's one of the smoothest of the fabrics.
I would say silk, maybe.
Have you ever felt a crunched Wrangler underneath your fingertips? That's smooth. What about Lee?
I don't know.
What
that
about Arizona's?
I don't know that I would want to sleep on jeans necessarily. Like every once in a while, you take off your jeans and you're like, you try to throw them over the bed, but you realize you just miss and you're like, fuck it. And you just go to sleep. And then you roll over on them and you're like, ugh.
Well, it's because they have the outside on them. I had a jean comforter because I was such a Billy Bean jean fan as a child. So I had a denim comforter for years, decades even.
I bet you slept so great.
Would he wear it on stage or?
The Billy Bean jean comforter?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that was our big product.
Yeah.
You don't get into Hollywood just to work. You get into Hollywood to sell stuff.
Sell.
And I mean Las Vegas.
The Outlaws on Netflix right now.
That's right.
Okay. You wearing any jeans in that?
Yeah, I believe I do wear jeans at one point.
You're a bank manager, though. Like, how does that work?
Well, in my off time.
Oh, this movie follows you in your off time?
It's a lot.
You
of my
never
off time.
Said that in the description, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you were hurrying me along. I could have went into more details, you know?
Because all we heard about is this bank.
Yeah.
And I'm just picturing you in a suit the entire movie. But,
not the whole movie.
But you wear
no.
jeans.
At one point, I believe, and I can't be certain.
Might be in a khaki.
It might be khaki or a chino.
Okay.
But at some point, definitely when I was showing up to set to work, I wore jeans a lot of those days. It wasn't sweatpants every day. So.
You know, my family gets 1 cent of every denim wear.
Really?
Yeah. Every time they wear the denim or every time they
sell?
Yeah,
it's like residuals.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a good deal.
Now, if WGA could get a deal like that, I feel the strike would be over tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Of course. If they could, and it wouldn't have to be about writing. It would just be about blue jeans.
Yeah.
If anyone was wearing jeans, you got 1 cent.
A penny every time you put them back on.
Yes.
And
I
imagine
would
the compounding effect of wearing jeans every day.
And that's what's cool about you is not only are you a great singer, you're also a mathematician. And
I do math.
Here, let's test him. One times one.
Two.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, he's in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Which if you're playing
not
baseball
bad.
And you're going to work, that's where you want to be.
That is exactly where
you're on the right track.
Well, you might want to hit it out of the ballpark.
True, yeah. And make sure it's fair when you do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and don't aim for the train because that's priceless.
And it's one, two, three strikes you're out of the jeans.
Wow, I mean, you almost had an entire song.
Yeah, I know. And you just made that up off the top of the head. I feel like you're growing.
Yeah.
I guess it's because I'm around you artists. I'm in real Hollywood. It feels really good, to be honest.
So what are you doing on the show? What's your what are you here to promote?
Well, I hope everybody's wearing their jeans.
You're just promoting people wearing jeans?
Yes, I get 2 cents per wear.
I thought you said you got one.
You get 1 cent.
Oh, wait, you get
one is two.
Oh, that's true.
Right.
Hey, and that's just good math.
By a singer is real.
Wow. Why did you grow up loving singing because of your father or
in spite?
In spite. Mm. I hated it.
Really?
And then he died and I had to pick up the mantle and run with the words. I wish I had a writer. Because then anyone would know what to do
you
next.
You don't need a writer. Mm. There have been so many songs written that I don't think we need any more songs, honestly.
Yeah, I think
like, just sing old ones.
That's beautiful.
Now, if we had a time machine, would you just go back and come up with the song Wet Ass Pussy?
I wish.
Yeah, would that
I wish.
Be?
I want.
Because a lot of singers, like we were talking about earlier, like you don't want to come back just to watch the movie. I feel like you would travel back in time and
actually like
your genre.
Steal someone else's
steal
work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steal someone else's whole life's work.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't talk about it. They say like, "Oh, I'm going to kill Hitler or whatever." No, just go steal the song Wet Ass Pussy.
Just go immediately sing whatever Nicki Minaj or Khalees sings.
Two of the most current artists.
Khalees is everywhere. She's all over that Uber Eats commercial.
Look, she's dating Bill Murray, so that's why she's top of mind right
now.
Yeah,
that is probably why. And I wouldn't pick. You don't want to pick an artist that has a ton of hits. You know, you don't want to go with the Michael Jackson or the Beatles.
No. Did you see that movie yesterday where everyone forgot who the Beatles were?
That is right. That is right.
Yeah.
Basically, we're trying to just remake that movie.
Yeah, I'd like to live in a universe where that movie didn't exist. No, it's good.
Hey, shots fired.
It's good. It's a good movie.
That's how you know someone's telling the truth, when they go, no, I'm kidding.
No. Yeah, no,
it's
no,
just
no.
a good formula for a joke. Mr. Singh, I think you're bad at what you do.
That's okay with me.
It's okay with me too, because I have no stake in this. Adam, what do you care or no?
I don't care. No, I definitely don't care.
Yeah.
So
thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
So go live your life. Be a failure.
It's fine. And you know, I don't have a lot of plans on visiting you in your lounge in Henderson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I don't think you'll ever be back here again.
Well, that is a kind offer. Thank you.
Okay.
And before I leave, which I can tell is coming soon.
Well, we're going to go to break, but I hope you'll stick around after the break.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't want to just talk to Stefan.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank you both for wearing jeans today.
It's my pleasure.
Four pretty pennies.
Yeah. Congratulations. That's crazy that you're very wealthy.
And do I get a discount if they're acid wash and they have holes in them?
No, Scott.
Oh, shit. Man, when I bought these jeans, they told me I would get a discount because of all the holes.
It's actually an upcharge.
What?
Yeah, it's called fashion.
Okay. Well, look, Mr. Singh, we have to go to a break. I'm so sorry, but can you?
That's okay.
Can you?
Yes, I'll stay.
Sing a little bit.
Into the break.
Yeah, would that be all right?
Absolutely. What words would you like me to use?
Okay. Well, I have a book here. Here, why don't you just
Alrighty.
Sing from this book?
You two live under a blood red sky. Side two. This is a record, Scott.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was a book.
Yeah, that's confusing.
It's
they got
big like a book.
They got to quit making records like books.
Yeah.
Can you not read?
I just don't admit to it. No, of course I can read.
Me too.
A, B, the rest.
That's reading.
Yeah.
That's not listing the letters. That's reading.
Sure.
Yeah.
But if you were to... you know, list all the letters, I would know how to put them together into things, you know?
You'd probably jump right into C, D, E, F.
Sure I would.
Or as I would say, G, E, H, I.
I don't know what we're talking about right now, but we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a vigilante. This is exciting, exciting stuff.
This is a wild episode.
Look, I don't have a lot of guests on this show that I think are bad at what they do, but Mr. Singh, you are terrible at what you do.
Yeah!
Adam, you're good at what you do.
Thank you, Scott.
We're going to come right back, and we're going to figure out if this person is good at what they do. We have a vigilante. That's right. Shadow Vision is coming
Very
up.
Very cool. Very exciting.
Very cool. We'll have more from Mr. Singh, more Adam Devine, and Shadow Vision when we come back. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
We'll be back.
You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month, whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much. The opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They loved them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them. And they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Adam Devine is here. We have The Outlaws is out there. On Netflix, inside Netflix. If you have Netflix, look, you're going to be watching this thing.
Yeah. If you got it, flaunt it.
Hell yeah.
By playing The Outlaws.
You know, if you have Netflix, you should be wearing like Netflix gear out there on the street, just flashing your sweet bod out there going like, look,
you know,
at this.
Especially if you're a writer and you're outside and you're marching, you got to, because, you know, you have to let, yes, are going to march with the sign. But yeah. Are you also going to let the execs know, like, hey, I'm one of the good ones?
I'm one of the good. Do you have Netflix Wrapped gifts? I bet you do.
Oh, you know I do. I could be covered. I could be covered in Netflix if I wanted to be.
I definitely have one. I should get out there.
Yeah.
We also have Mr. Singh is here. Sorry.
Hello.
and Jonesy, of course, standing there behind Adam and...
Stefan, I believe.
Stefan is here as well, yeah.
There he
Stefan,
is.
Stefan, you... Why are you groaning?
Dude, he's so old. I don't know why I picked the oldest, most decrepit.
He's barely holding you back.
Bodyguards, I know.
He has like one finger on you.
Yeah, well.
Stay back.
Okay.
He's saying that to you.
I know.
Yeah, it's like.
And I'm pretty calm right now.
The onus is on you to stay back? I don't know.
Stay back. I can't hold you.
All right. Well, look, we need to get to our next guest. He's a vigilante, and I'm excited to hear what sort of crimes he's stopping. But this is exciting. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Shadow Vision.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Shadow Vision.
It's me, Shadow Vision.
You sound so much like Jonesy.
Just a little bit.
Where are you from?
Well, I'm hiding my voice, much like Batman.
Oh, wait. This is a modulator? Wow.
Yes. I talk like this to hide my voice because the Arkansas local papers revealed that I'm from Scotland. But
what?
They revealed I'm from Scotland.
Hold on. Let's back up here.
Yeah.
You're from Arkansas?
I'm from Scotland.
You're from Scotland.
Then I moved to Arkansas.
And you moved to Arkansas. And then you're stopping, because I've read this article. I think we all have.
Well, yeah, it's a big famous article. I was happy to get you on the show.
And then you stop serial killers specifically in and around the
Arkansas,
Little Rock
area.
Yes.
But yeah. You're from Scotland.
From Scotland, yes.
Hmm. Yeah, like Shrek was, I guess. Yeah.
Yes.
Is Shrek from Scotland or is he just sound Scottish?
I feel like the swamp is right outside of.
Yeah.
I don't
when
know if
I
it's...
saw your face,
oh, that's
unbeliever.
There's a song you know.
Yeah. Hey, you knew that one. Wow,
yeah. The words were in there.
It's all
Smash Mouth.
Oh, I guess that is the only band I know.
Wait, you know every Smash Mouth song?
Might as well be walking on the sun.
Boom, bam, boom, bam, 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 boom, boom, bam, boom, bam, bam,
bam. And I know jump. I only know the music like you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. We knew the dum bum bum bum.
Yeah, but really fun part.
Yep, that is.
Really fun part.
Well, anyway, Shadow Vision, you grew up in Scotland.
Scotland, yeah.
You came to Arkansas.
Yes.
And now you fight crime in Arkansas.
Yes, I've stopped many serial killers. Before they can kill.
Congratulations.
Wait, before they ever even kill one person?
Yeah, you can tell they're going to kill.
Oh.
And do you just have like their internet browser history or just like
What clues? Are you a precog? What exactly?
Well, I'm walking up and down Little Rock and I see them. And I'm seeing you're buying things like rope. You're buying things like knives. You're buying things like tape.
Well,
these are separate purchases?
Feel like I've bought all of these things.
In the last day.
Be careful.
Yeah. I'm by it.
You're already on the shadow radar because you inspired me when you were on The Workaholics and you had the vigilante episode with Dr. That's right. Heelsgood.
That's right.
Very ripped fella.
It's always nice to meet a fan.
Yeah, this is great.
But
fantastic. I love it.
But then you come out with this Outlaws movie, which is promoting crime.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Do you feel like it balances out there or you think that he's now moved to the look? I think crime and justice are two sides of the same coin.
That's way too philosophical for me. I like it black and white. You're either a good guy or a bad guy.
I see.
So if you're buying knives, tape, rope.
But what if you need to cut a steak?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
What if you need to tape a steak?
What if you need to... put a steak covered in rope and tenderize it with ropes.
Exactly.
Whoops. See, that's what they want you to think. Mm-hmm. Then next thing you know, you're getting slashed in Little Rock.
Oh.
You're wondering what happened. So I stopped that from happening.
Are there a lot of serial killers out there in Little Rock?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm standing outside the Home Depots and the Home Goods, and I'm watching people buy the knives.
All the home stores.
All the home stores.
Yeah. And what are three other home stores that you... That
just
you
three off the top of your head.
Oh, three home stores.
Because this is your whole profession.
Yeah, this is your whole deal.
Yeah. Hometown Buffet.
Oh, of course.
Yes, of course. You know...
Got to watch out for the carvers.
Yeah, yeah.
True. The exactly. carving station.
The carving station.
Also, there's lots of knives because if you go to a Hometown Buffet and you take a knife from the Hometown Buffet, that's a double crime.
Right. Wow. Yes, that's
you've
yeah.
stolen yeah. with mm-hmm. the intent to murder.
Hometown Buffet is not a BYOK, right?
No. Okay. I've tried.
Oh, you've tried to bring your own knife to Hometown Buffet?
As you can see right in front of you, I'm equipped with two katanas,
two
size.
Yeah. What and the size are on your ankles for some reason?
Yes. So say I'm in a situation. Okay. Where I'm walking into a hideout for a gang, and they're like, hey, before you speak to the boss, we need you to turn in your katanas. So then I wait till I meet the boss.
What's the pretense for going into this, by the way? They know you already? Or
they know I'm a local crime fighter, and they want to give me the big villain talk, so I agree to go in there.
Right.
And then I
feel like that happens a lot.
Yeah.
So you got to turn in your katanas.
Turn in my katanas, and then when I'm in front of the boss, I say, hold on 1 second. I need to tie my shoe. And that is when I get the size. I'm on
trick.
The attack.
Pretty good. I need
hello,
to
hello, John McClane.
Yes.
You know the guy in the movies who always had his shoes
without
untied.
Shoes. Literally not wearing shoes. Yeah.
See, it's all part of my plan. I'm always thinking 10 steps ahead, which is why I'm monitoring purchases and I'm trying to stay on top of the serial killers because now we have the Little Rock Slasher. And if I was watching,
who's the Little Rock Slasher? What is this?
He's slashed a couple people in Little Rock.
No. Sounds like he doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Do you know who he is? Did you stop him?
I have leads. I did not stop him, but I have leads.
How many people has he slashed?
It seems like upwards to 5-6 potentially, but now, it could be more.
Have we talked to the guitarist of Guns N' Roses? Because his name is literally Slash.
It's like, so I feel like he almost wants to be.
If you don't think his picture is up on my yarn board back at Little Rock, then you've misunderestimated the Shadow Vision.
So but with the top hat or without the top hat? Babadook style top hat?
I think without the top hat, just to get, because I
so
feel
really
like
those are rare pictures.
Yeah. Thinning.
Yeah.
Thinning.
I do believe I've seen a picture of him on a beach without the top hat.
Ooh.
Once.
Ooh.
That's don't the like only it. One in existence.
Don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, I do have a USB thumb drive. If you can upload that picture on the thumb drive so I can take it back.
Right now?
If it's... Yeah,
I guess.
Looks like you need a USB-C for that.
Yes.
I think I have one around.
Yeah.
Right here.
Looking for the thumb.
Let me see.
We're looking for the thumb.
What do I do?
Passing
drag it and drop
it? Yeah, just drag it and drop it
onto the...
Do you have to right-click it or it'll just pop up once it...
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look. Okay.
And make sure you safely remove hardware before you pull it out.
Yeah.
Lots of tech for the vigilante.
Do you want me to put it in a folder that says slash?
You can just leave it blank. I'll know what
you'll know what it is?
Yeah. Yes. That'd be great. Okay, yes. Thank you.
It says it does not support this file format.
Oh, that sucks.
Very visual piece.
Okay.
Working in a very visual piece.
Stefan, do you mind describing what's happening right now for the listener?
Well, we're looking at a computer and we're trying to use it. And
is that your voice, Stefan?
It's not working. Or
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to Stefan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was asleep holding Adam back. We're looking at a typewriter.
My bodyguard likes to take naps
very gentle
on me.
Job. Yeah.
We're looking at a typewriter, and they're putting it metal.
Oh, it's a typewriter. That's the problem.
Wow. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I'll just, shadowvision
@AOL.com. @AOL.com.
Yeah.
Wait, so are you working with the police? Are they happy to have you on the case? Or
They've said that they couldn't confirm the murders of future serial killers, but asked that I not do that because I'm... quote unquote, not sure if they've actually killed anyone.
So they don't like what you're doing.
You know,
because you sounded when you started, you're like, oh, they've asked that, and then it like everything you said was just them hating what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, I consider myself the Batman of Little Rock, Arkansas.
And does anyone else consider you that, or like, what is your layer situation like? Because I feel like that with Batman, he goes through the waterfall into the cave.
Yeah. He's got a lot of barriers, you know, before you get to Batman.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm definitely in an apartment complex, which is something like a cave.
Okay. Is it gated? The gate.
Yes. And I don't have a car. So that's actually another.
That's one difference.
Yeah, that's one difference.
I mean, technically, Batman doesn't have a car. He has a Batmobile. So yeah. So that's a similarity.
Yeah. I don't have that either. Yeah,
no mobiles.
That's why I wanted to come on your program today. And
there's that Scottish.
Yeah.
I see it now.
And, you know, put feelers out. I'm looking specifically for a Scion XD.
Oh, okay. How much are you willing to spend?
I actually have an active GoFundMe on my Facebook fan page.
Oh, okay.
And depending on where we round up. So I'd say willing to bargain, you know, because I also do security services, Adam.
Oh, wow.
You know, I see you have an aging security guard, but with me, you know.
Stephen, wake up.
Come on, man.
Stay for your job. Back. With me, I'm awake. I'll keep you back, and I'll keep all haters back.
You're awake right now. How often do you sleep, though?
Oh, I try and do a healthy diet of 2 hours a night.
That
seems fair.
Seems unhealthy, yeah. Actually. But, I mean, good for you.
Okay.
Crime happens at all times, Scott.
Crime happens. Anytime you say Scott, maybe it's because of Scotland.
Yeah.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, you know. It's really part of a whole complicated thing where...
Yeah, tell me about the complicated thing, because I don't hear it
other than when he says your name.
Yeah. I'm confused about the premise of this whole thing, to be honest. So if you could just like go backwards a little bit.
I'm a crime fighter.
Got it.
In Little Rock.
Got it.
Recently revealed in an article that I am Scottish. And I'm now.
Why is that important to this?
That's where he found out.
Well, it's revealing some of my secret identity. I don't reveal my face. I do need a car. That's why I'm here. Okay. I would love.
So your premise is born in Scotland. You fight crime in Little Rock. Recently revealed to be Scottish, and you need a car. These are your important things.
My important things. I do need a car.
You do need a car. And
I kill serial killers before they kill.
Oh, you kill them?
Yeah.
You didn't mention that.
Yeah, this. I feel like...
I dispatch of them.
Oh, okay.
Kill seems a little...
But you are killing them?
Yeah, but you are killing them. Yeah.
Dispatch to yes.
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah, yes. Just us. It's just us here.
Yeah,
us bros. Yeah, it's just Bumper. Us.
Yeah, no, I yeah, kill serial killers.
Mr. Singh.
Mr. Singh is still here.
But how many people have you dispatched?
I'd say about a handful.
How many can you hold in your hand?
I mean, I got a pretty.
Yeah, your hand is really big.
Huge hand.
Yeah,
I think if balanced well, I can carry two serial killers.
Wow!
So you've killed two people.
Yeah.
So essentially, you've killed two people. Cheerleader who can hold. Two tiny serial killers in your hand at any given time.
Yes.
Could you have just said you killed two people? Why do the whole handful and then it's revealed that you could hold, if properly balanced, you can hold two. Come on, just to say you've killed two people.
And two people, I would say that's something to be proud of because that's more than the amount I've killed.
More than I've killed, certainly.
I've killed for my man.
For your man?
My man right here.
Oh, you've killed for me?
Tap, tap, tap right on the shoulder.
How do you like him referring to you as my man?
That's the only way I will allow him to address me.
Yeah. Oh, I see. It's part of the NDA. Yeah.
As being a Hollywood bad boy, big swing and dig. Yeah.
Got it. How many people have you killed, Stefan?
What did I say?
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I was not listening.
At least two as well.
At least two.
Yeah,
so three?
For my man. I love my man. It's in the NDA. I have to.
Why would you kill someone?
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize, you know, just if I have a little beef with someone or, you know, where I'm riled up a little bit, doesn't mean you need to kill them.
Well, you said hold me back.
Well, I've said that
and
a handful of times.
And they were still coming toward.
Yeah, but...
So you leave, you get out of there on time as needed, and then I wait around and I... Kill them unasked for.
Okay. This is creeping me out.
There's
a
lot of murderers on the pod today.
I mean, you and I haven't killed anyone, right? I mean, there was that. Wasn't there a murder up in the Hollywood Hills that you that you have some sort of part in, but
yeah. No, I didn't kill anybody though.
Okay, all right. Well, but
yeah, I'll go on record and say that I
okay, so this is the true source where we get your true quote that you did not
kill anyone or see anyone be murdered.
Interesting. So I mean, you guys have a lot in common, Stefan.
Yeah, and... but I'd like to those people that you've killed, have you been able to confirm that they're serial killers?
No.
So for you, they can't just be an arsonist, or maybe they've only killed one person.
White collar crime.
Yeah, they have to have killed multiple people.
Yeah, I have to confirm that they have killed multiple people
in
the future.
Now, what if they're like a Dexter?
Yeah.
They kill bad guys, because I like Dexter.
Dexter, we're on his side, because the people that he kills are even worse.
Even worse.
Yeah.
And so you're like, hey, get rid of him. Take out that dirty laundry.
We'll give him a pass.
Look, if I have to accidentally kill a few Dexters to get a couple Hannibals.
Oh,
you would kill Dexter?
Oh,
I would kill Dexter.
God.
We love Dexter.
That's Shadow Vision's.
And now, are you killing the Dexter from the first series or Dexter New Blood?
Reboot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
New Blood. If I'm being honest, New Blood Dexter. He's a little slower.
Yeah, it's a little older.
He's worse at it? I haven't seen the New Blood.
He's just a little older.
Yeah.
He's just a little older. Sure. You slow down a little bit. I feel like I'm moving a little slower. Aren't we all, Scott?
Would you do a Workaholics New Blood?
We wanted to do Workaholics the movie. And then Paramount Plus pulled the plug on it last minute. They said it wasn't global enough. Hey, Paramount Plus, why don't we check the stats Outlaws?
Yeah.
Number one movie.
We'll see who's globally.
Or not.
Yeah.
Okay. But to answer that question, absolutely. I'd love to kill people with my friends.
I think that would be so fun to just like, you guys do a reboot, but you're serial killers now.
Yeah, and that's what the people want from us.
Exactly.
I feel. They're like, how have they aged poorly and now they're murderers?
Yes.
That's good. I personally, you know, like I said, I'm against crime movies. I'd say like a beat-ass movie.
You don't even like crime in movies?
I don't even like crime in movies. So, it influences, you know, the children, they're watching.
So what kind of movies do you like to go see?
Well, you know, I'll watch any of the Avengers films.
There's so much crime in the, I mean, I guess it's superhero
crime. Yeah, but they're
stopping
crime. I watch Blank Man.
There's still a lot of crime happening.
Yeah, but it's being stopped.
Okay.
I can't think of a ton of movies or TV shows where there's crime that's not being stopped.
Yeah,
there's,
mostly the crime is...
Yeah.
They're stopping it for the most part.
Yeah, well, when the crime is happening by the protagonists and it's kind of like a Goodfellas
or a Godfather. Movie, the Italian Job.
Yeah. The early Fast Furious movies, the new ones, they're on the side of the law.
But sometimes they're disavowed.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you feel about the Mission Impossible films? He's disavowed every dang movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he always wins them back. And that's what I think about, you know, if ever the murders came to light, if ever the legend, they would see that I did it for the good of your country. Because this isn't mine. I'm Scottish.
Yes. Very important to your thing. Yeah. Glad that you got it out right out of the gate as to just really plant your flag with that. Really appreciate that. Well, look, I think you're a fascinating individual.
Yes.
I mean, you're technically good at your job because you have killed two people.
Yes. And I walk 80 miles a week.
Wow.
Patrolling.
Why didn't you lead with this?
Patrolling.
I walking in here, I was like, look at the calves on this guy.
Wow, look at this guy.
This guy must walk anywhere from 60 to 90 miles a week.
And you nailed it. I mean, right there in the middle, right at 80. Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
So what do you walk? You're walking approximately 11.7 miles a day?
Yeah, just patrolling Little Rock.
So
it's because he doesn't have the car. He's trying to get the mobile.
Yes.
So are you in a circular fashion? So you're trying to guess what the radius would be. That would be
about
5 miles away from your house and then just doing a circle.
If the crimes are happening across town and you got to walk all the way over there, you're missing a lot of crime.
Yeah.
This is why we have the GoFundMe for the Scion XD.
Yeah. How late do you get to the scene usually?
It's been days. Sometimes
days.
It's been days.
I
have
they've cleaned up already.
They've cleaned up.
And the 48 hours are that's the most important.
Those are the most important.
Yeah.
From what I've learned.
Yeah. But, you know, some people say the 48 after the 48 can be even more important.
Or the 96?
Yeah, the 96.
Yeah.
Do you, what's your, have you ever interviewed a criminal? Like, what's your interrogation style?
Oh,
do you want to role play it here?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
Why don't we say, Adam, you're, okay, you're a criminal.
Okay.
Stefan, you're a lawyer.
Am I Scottish? Or?
Yeah, you definitely. I feel like you're definitely, that's very important to your character.
Okay. All right, good.
All right, so, and I'll be the guy who comes in with a coffee every once in a while.
Okay.
All right, how's that sound? Okay, here we go. Mr. Singh, you just stand back and stand by.
You got like it. The Proud Boys. I don't see why. So, crime doer, I have a question for you.
Hello, coffees for everybody.
Yes, give him
triple half calf. That's okay. There you go, sir. What was your order again?
Scottish.
There you go.
I was hoping you were going to tell me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Donkey.
Donkey. Yes, there's your word in. Yes, you have the mochaccino frap.
Yes.
Okay.
Donkey.
Here you go, sir. You donkey. All right. There
triple
you go.
Tall.
Yes. Triple tall. There you are. That's just a venti, by the way. They said they don't have a triple tall. They just had like, yeah.
We're not supposed to caffeinate him.
Oh, no. Your lawyer is not supposed to be caffeinated?
Oh, I thought that was Steph. Oh, sorry. I didn't see my lawyer sitting over there. Yeah.
Oh, what's going on, Steph? I mean, Stefan Esquire.
I think I'm just working on files as quick as I can.
Oh, gosh.
Just keep working on those files.
Do you guys need anything else while I'm here?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good.
You're good?
Yes. The coffee guy has a big role.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Scott.
Hey, my pleasure. Anything for a potential crime doer. All right, I'm going to see myself out. Laters!
Chiku. Why'd you do it?
It wasn't me?
Excuse me. Sorry, okay. I left my phone in here.
I
think I left my phone in here. Did I put it on the table while I was giving you guys the coffees?
Well, we're in here with a criminal, so they might have stole it.
Did you steal my phone?
I object to the coffee guy being in here this much.
I think it's...
We shouldn't have given him coffee.
It's integral to what's happening right now.
I already have my coffee.
All right, okay. Yeah. I don't need my phone. Fuck you.
You know,
I'm
going to hold my lawyer back because he's about to start swinging.
Hold me back.
All right, I'm leaving. I know when I'm not fucking welcome. Bye, bitch.
I'll admit, I did steal his phone.
Scores. No. And this is when I would stab him. Because you've committed a crime.
Oh, okay. So, yes. Wow.
See,
this is...
And that's how quick the interrogation was.
Yeah. By the way, I saw you had trouble with my accent. Might I suggest finding a reason that you can't speak in the Scottish accent and then hyper-focusing on it so that you make it a pure part of your character, even though it's not really necessary?
Yeah, I should have been like, I'm disguising my voice because I don't want people to know Adam Devine is playing this character who is bad at being a criminal and bad at having a Scottish accent. I should have masked it.
Yeah. But Stefan, great work. You objected at one point.
Yeah, that was really... And to know the terminology, Stefan, I thought you didn't know a lot of words because most
How
of
many
you
words
do,
has he said around you?
Upwards of 11.
Only 11 words. Wow.
And just how he wheezes most times and kind of falls asleep.
I know, hold me back. He said those multiple
hold
times.
Hold me back.
But only 8 more words.
And the fact that we gave him coffee, I've only seen that one other time. And I don't even get me started as to what happened.
Right. I'm sorry I gave you. And these were real coffees that
I know.
Because every show I do, I take down someone's coffee order in case something like this comes up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had them at the ready. But so you're all right, Stefan? I mean,
I'm great. I have a triple tall. I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Singh, I'm sorry you were kind of left out of
side
that
line.
Scene. Yeah,
that was no problem for me.
Okay. I feel like we're tired of talking to you, Mr. Singh.
Really? I'll tell you what. I'm tired of being here. I'm tired of me. I'll never be me again.
Hey, that's a great thing about America. You can just change your identity.
Yep.
Yes.
You know?
This one's brand new.
Oh, no. Wait, who were you yesterday?
Never mind.
What? Wait a minute. This guy's committed a crime, I think.
Oh.
Shadow vision? Are you clocking this guy?
Yeah. Putting away my tape, putting away my...
You better be on the wall next to Slash.
Oh my God, it's a receipt for a knife.
I have an audition for Hometown Buffet later.
I have an audition for Hometown Buffet. Is that right?
To be in a commercial for it? Or, just, yeah, yeah. Or are they holding wow. auditions to work there?
To work at the carving station.
Hey, it seems like a lie, Shadow Vision.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like a dangerous lie.
What do you think,
do
Shadow
not
Vision?
Kill me with your katana, please.
All right. But just know you're on thin ice. Hey. And at any moment.
Shadow Vision, you can kill him with your sigh. He never mentioned the sigh. It's a technicality.
Excuse me, I have to tie my shoes real quick.
Okay, I'll just do a big stretch.
Oh my god. Stefan, describe what's happening.
I'm being killed for the final time.
I said Stefan, not Mr. Singh.
I'm screaming over Stefan.
Oh my god.
This man is so annoying, even in his death.
Wow. What an eventful show.
That was kind of wild. I wasn't expecting that. I just came here to talk about the number one global movie on Netflix, The Outlaws.
That's what happens when body starts slapping from doing the wild thing.
Yep.
We are running out of time, though, guys. I'm afraid we only have time for one final feature, and that is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Plugging the plugs for me and you. God bless us.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
Got my beer and I got my truck. Plugging the plugs for me and Jesus.
Oh, yeah, very nice. That was just right. Oh, there's more. There's a whole coda.
They really take us on a ride.
Wow. Nice. I have it on good authority it's over now, but that was Just Right for Your Britches by Coldplay.
Loved it.
Want to just stress, it's not Coldplay, it's Coldplay.
Oh, it was a Coldplay.
Yeah. Oh, you thought it was Coldplay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just it was kind of the vibe it gave, and then
he mentions Jesus a lot in his Coldplay
Jesus
songs, right?
A lot. Yeah.
All right, what are we plugging? Adam, obviously, you got so much to plug, but just...
Like what?
Well, you have the movie The Outlaws, I would think. Number one globally?
I guess we could talk about that.
Yeah, why not? I mean,
might as well tune into that if you haven't yet.
Yeah.
And then The Righteous Gemstones on HBO every Sunday. And, you know, I think on my podcast, This Is Important, that I do with the Workaholics guys.
Yeah, how long? You guys have been doing that for a long time, haven't you?
Yeah, a few years now. So, yeah. So I feel like maybe in the next month or two, we'll start to get good at it. And and we're going to do a bunch of live shows coming up. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, has Anders told you about the day that he showed up on the wrong day to do this show and came came walking down my stairs?
That's
and I was like,
tells,
what are
tells,
you doing here?
He tells everyone, especially when they're having podcasts at their home, when he shows up days before to lurk and hide in the bushes.
I got to say, I expected him to be like, well, look, I came on the day I thought it was, because he got the wrong day from his people. Mm-hmm. And I expected him to be like, well, I'm not coming back.
And I have the same people. And I feel like they must like me better because they told me the right day. You guys were prepared.
Yes. Yes. No, I didn't say, what the fuck are you doing here to you? Because you were here on the right day.
Uh-huh. Like, why are you peeking through the curtains?
Mr. Singh, do we talk to you again or are you dead? I can't tell.
Who cares?
All right, Stefan, do you want to plug anything?
I would like to plug my favorite podcast, The Teacher's Lounge.
Oh, that's a great show.
That's a great show. Our new podcast, Man Dog Pod.
Okay, and what is that again?
It's another improv podcast that the world needs.
Okay, very good.
We need more of them.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts. And then Shadow Vision, what do you want to plug? Anything to plug here?
Yes, though. Shadow Vision has a few things to plug. If you're in the LA area, I'd say every first Friday you can check out The Big Team.
First Friday of what? Of the year?
Of the first Friday every month.
Okay, it's a monthly thing.
A monthly
this
show,
makes more sense.
Yeah. Usually paired with the Smooks. And you can listen to Max Film and on Goth, which is a new tabletop RPG podcast. cast that, you know, I'm going to trick my friends in a rolling dice. I mean, this guy, if he wanted, was going to trick his friend.
Oh, I like that guy. Okay, yeah, great. Cool. All right. And I want to plug, hey, the Comedy Bang Bang book, it's out there. Hey, you know, number 4 on the New York Times bestseller list. Thank you
Global.
So much to the fans. Globe? Well, no, probably just the U.S., but...
Domestic!
Thank you! But, yeah, it's still out there, and you can get any information about it at cbbworld.com/book. While you're at CBB World, we have some great stuff over there. We have CBB Presents, which features people who are on this show doing their own shows. So Randy Snuts has his own show, and so many great shows over there, as well as Scott Hasn't Seen, where we watch movies I haven't seen. And we just watched The Babadook with Megan Amram. Her favorite movie, and so much over there. Go head over to cbbworld.com, and if you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Oh, no.
Doors are made for closing, so we take them up and shut them tight, and then doors are made for same word for that. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Very nice. That was bumper worthy. I can imagine him singing that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm planning on putting that up the flagpole over at Peacock.
Yeah, run that up to Mr. Peacock himself with his big colorful tail.
Yep. Mr. Peacock with his big colorful tail. He's going to be hearing from my lawyer, seeing if we can get a spinoff show about that.
Yes. Shadow Vision. Oh,
yes.
To say
I noticed we closed it, but let's open it because I forgot to mention this. Also, Twisted Metal on Peacock.
That's coming out. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Go watch Peacock. That. You have a real Peacock fest, you know?
What a great night to watch Twisted Metal and Bumper in Berlin back to back.
That's a fun ride.
Oh my God. Invite your family over. I'm sure popcorn, they're staying at a hotel nearby.
Yeah, with some M&Ms. Just salty and sweet.
What a night.
Twisted Metal and Bumper.
That's right. Two great things that go so well together. Mm-hmm. All right. Guys, I want to thank you so much. Adam, always a pleasure to see you. Thank
pleasure.
You so much
for
doing this again. And Stefan.
Yes.
Are you dead or is Mr. Singh dead? I can't remember who got
killed. Mr. Singh was murdered.
I couldn't quite tell what was happening.
Yeah, it was confusing. They both kind of have the same, very similar voice.
Very similar voice, but that happens. Adam Scott and I have very similar voices. So it happens. It happens more often than you would think.
Yes.
Yeah, Andy
Richter and myself.
Yeah, and Shadow Vision and Jonesy.
Mm-hmm. It happens a lot.
It happens so much that
crazy.
When it happens on this show, we shouldn't think it's weird.
Yeah, we shouldn't.
All right. Well, thanks so much to you, Shadow Vision, and good luck with all of your things that you do, and you're being from Scotland and all that, and the article that recently revealed that you were from Scotland, very important to everything that we talked about here. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I you know, honestly, I shouldn't have mentioned it since the whole thing was that I didn't like that it was mentioned that I was from Scotland.
Okay, we get it. Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
All right,
just wanted to make sure everyone's
understood. Can I clarify something?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
Stefan, what?
Never mind.
Why interrupt it right as we're leaving?
Just put me in the grave.
You want us to dig it? Look, I don't want anyone buried here at my place.
Come on, just one.
All
it's
right.
So nice.
All right, you can be buried here in my backyard.
Yeah, just have a little graveyard here.
Okay. How big
maybe
do you want?
Maybe two.
Oh, Mr. Singh, you're dying too.
Bury me in your yard.
Just put two dead bodies in your yard.
All right, all right. We'll see you next time. Thanks, bye.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.